From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. 2022 power consumption reflects economic recovery. Direct flights from China added to reach the target of visits of Chinese tourists. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. An increase in electricity consumption in 2022 demonstrated the good progress of Indonesia's post-COVID-19 economic recovery. According to the Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, the ministry's Acting Director General of Electricity, Dadan Kusdiana, made the remarks at an event held to disseminate information on the ministry's regulations regarding the power plant subsector's carbon economic value. The event was broadcast on the Director General's YouTube channel Info Gatrik on Tuesday. According to Kusdiana, Indonesia successfully overcame challenging times while maintaining positive economic growth and electric supply system capability. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, is optimistic that Chinese tourist visits will continue to increase. In 2023, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy is targeting around 255,000 visits by Chinese tourists. To achieve this target, Sandiaga Uno, in the weekly brief with Sandi Uno on Tuesday in Jakarta, said there will be additional direct flights from Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou.
Kita akan menambah direct flight, dan ini sudah diumumkan. Lion Group.
We will add direct flights and we have announced them. Lion Group will add not only charter flights but scheduled flights. There are three cities that must be connected with direct flights, namely Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou. This is what we hope to increase the number of tourists from China. Sandiaga Uno further said the visit of Chinese tourists could support the target of foreign tourist arrivals, namely 3.5 to 7.4 million visits. Apart from Bali, Chinese tourists turned out to like Manado, Likupang, and Bunaken in North Sulawesi province. Next, we have Bali that has been named the second most popular tourism destination in the world in 2023 by the Traveler's Choice Award organized by TripAdvisor. This year, Bali managed to move up 2 places from last year's 4th place and managed to outperform London and Paris in 3rd and 4th places. The Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, was proud and congratulated on this achievement. In the weekly brief with Sandi Uno on Tuesday in Jakarta, Sandiaga explained, with this achievement, Bali could become a feeder for Indonesia's 5 super priority destinations and hope that in the future, there will be 1 super priority destination that would also achieve this achievement.
Dan di sini Bali bisa jadi pengumpan.
Bali can be a feeder. That Bali's task is not only as a destination, but also as a feeder for our five super priority destinations. Hopefully, in the next 5 years, there will be one of our super priority destinations that will break into this top 10. I hope Bali can also enter as a first place in the years to come. The Traveler's Choice Award for Destinations rating indicator is based on the quality and quantity of reviews during the period November 2021 to October 2022. TripAdvisor ranks Dubai as the most popular destination in the world in 2023. The last national news comes from Indonesia that summoned Sweden's envoy on Tuesday over the burning of the Quran by a far-right activist in Stockholm at the weekend. Officials at the foreign ministry said. Swedish Danish politician Rasmus Paludan on Saturday torched a copy of the Islamic holy book in front of Turkey's embassy in the Swedish capital, stoking the anger of Ankara, which said it would not support the Scandinavian country's bid for NATO membership. Sweden's ambassador to Indonesia, Marina Berg, was summoned as Jakarta lodged an official complaint against the anti-Islamic act. Indonesian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Tengku Faizat Shah told AFP. The Swedish embassy confirmed Berg would hold a meeting with an official from Indonesia's foreign ministry without specifying the day it will take place. Now we move to the international news. Labour leader Chris Hipkins was sworn in as New Zealand's Prime Minister in a formal ceremony on Wednesday, following the resignation of outgoing Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern last week. The Labour Party elected former COVID-19 response and police minister Hipkins to lead the party and the country last Sunday. This comes after the surprise resignation of Ardern, who said she had no more in the tank, in quotation mark, to lead the country. Hipkins, who has so far refused to comment on his policies since being elected leader, will hold his first cabinet meeting later on Wednesday. The World Health Organization has called for immediate and concerted action to protect children from contaminated medicines after a spate of child deaths linked to cough syrups last year. In 2022, more than 300 children, mainly aged under 5 in Gambia, Indonesia, and Uzbekistan, died of acute kidney injury in deaths that were associated with contaminated medicines. As well as the countries mentioned, the World Health Organization told Reuters on Monday, the Philippines, Timor-Leste, Senegal, and Cambodia may potentially be impacted because they may have the medicines on sale. It called for action across its 194 member states to prevent more deaths. We end the news with close to 3,500 flood victims have been housed in temporary relief centers across Johor, Malaysia on Wednesday, as heavy rain continues to batter part of the state. According to Malaysia's National Disaster Management Agency, Johor has recorded about 3,000 flood victims as of 6 a.m. on Wednesday. Bernama State News Agency reported the State Disaster Management Committee said there are now 35 relief centers in operation in Johor, after 5 more were opened in the districts of Kota Tinggi, Kluang, Mersing, Segamat, and Batu Pahat. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. year, January 25 is celebrated as National Nutrition Day in Indonesia. The purpose of commemorating National Nutrition Day is to increase public awareness of the importance of fulfilling balanced nutrition for Indonesian people. This commemoration also has the goal of creating sustainable food productions for the community, from children to pregnant women. National Nutrition Day focuses on three main burdens, namely stunting, malnutrition, and excess nutrition. This year's theme is animal protein to prevent stunting. Suppressing stunting or impaired growth and development of children due to chronic malnutrition and recurrent infections, which are characterized by below standards length or height, has become one of the focuses of President Joko Widodo's administration. Quoting the website setcap.go.id, the president asked regional heads to reduce the stunting rate in their respective regions. This is important, considering that Indonesia will experience a peak in the demographic bonus in 2030-2035. Demographic bonus is a situation where there is an increase in the population of a country at productive age, which ranges from 16 to 65 years. This increase was followed by a decrease in birth and death rates. Therefore, the development of human resources must be continued to be optimized. The president targets the prevalence of stunting to be reduced to below 14% by 2024. Reducing the stunting prevalence rate is indeed one of the Indonesian government's National Medium-Term Development Plans 2019-2024. But to make it happen, of course, the involvement of all Indonesian people is needed. Every family must be very concerned about the growth of their children. Fulfillment of nutrition can be met from what is consumed. Malnutrition that occurs since the baby is in the womb and in the early days after the baby is born has a major effect on growth. Therefore, preparing expectant mothers to be adequately nourished during pregnancies is very important. One of them is the understanding of the importance of animal protein. Data from the Ministry of Agriculture indeed shows that consumption of animal proteins in Indonesia is still low compared to other countries. If parents, especially mothers, understand the importance of animal protein and applied it in their daily diet from 100 days before pregnancy, during pregnancy, and after the delivery, they will certainly be able to prevent stunting in their children. If every mother and mother-to-be realizes the importance of animal protein, the target of reducing the prevalence of stunting below 14% by 2024 will certainly be achieved.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on January 25, 1924, when the first Winter Olympics began. The first Winter Olympics was held in Chamonix, France. The Olympics was opened by Gaston Fidel. The participating athletes reached 258 from 16 countries. The Olympics took place from January 25 to February 4, 1924. Norway became the country that won the most medals. Moving on to January 25, 1946, about the Battle of Lengkong. On January 25, 1946, Major Daan Mogot led dozens of cadets from the Tangerang Military Academy, which was the first military academy in Indonesia, to visit the Japanese Army headquarters in Lengkong village. They disarmed the Japanese Army to get weapons. Negotiations with the Japanese Army under the leadership of Captain Abe were carried out by Major Daan Mogot, Major Wibowo, and the Tangerang Military Academy cadet. The sudden eruption of weapons and military barrage when the negotiations were in progress resulted in an unequal battle. The battle ended with the deaths of 34 cadets and 3 officers, namely Major Daan Mogot, Lieutenant Subianto, and Lieutenant Sutopo. We end today in history with January 25th about National Nutrition Day. National Nutrition Day is held to commemorate the start of the cadre of Indonesian nutrition workers, which was marked at that time by the establishment of the School for Food Interpreters on January 25, 1951. Since the establishment of the school, education for nutrition workers has continued to develop rapidly in many universities in Indonesia. From there, it was agreed that January 25th will be celebrated as Indonesia's National Nutrition Day. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
maksudku. Katakan ku tak cinta isi hatiku, hanyalah sayang perasaanku. Tak lebih dan tak kurang menganggapmu sahabat terindah. Paksa dia di sana, persahabatan yang telah terbina jangan ternoda oleh cinta. Bukan maksudku lukai hatimu, katakan ku tak cinta. Rasa itu tak pernah ada. Tarara, 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 tarara.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan witnessed the signing of 8 cooperation agreements among Indonesian business people and 5 businessmen of Saudi Arabia, with contracts worth more than $155.7 million. The signing was done at Federation Saudi Chambers in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia on Monday. In release of the Trade Ministry, the signing consisted of a trade contract, cooperation agreement and MOU. In his remarks, Minister Zulkifli Hasan expected the cooperation will continue with the bigger trade transactions with more types of commodity. Zulkifli Hasan further elaborated that the Indonesian business people will export some commodities to Saudi Arabia, including foodstuffs, refined bleach, deodorized palm oil, cooking oil, fish products and processed products, meat, vegetables and its processed products, fruits, cacao, rice, spices, egg noodle, and charcoal. The minister also said from 8 cooperation agreements, there are 2 MOUs specialized for the fulfillment of Hajj and Umrah's pilgrims' needs. Meanwhile, Director General for National Export Development Didi Sumedi said the trade ministry will keep improving export and total trade value, especially to strategic and non-traditional trade partner countries. Trade attaché Riyad Gunawan added, the moment was expected to open chances to raise awareness about Indonesia among the people of Saudi Arabia. Riyad said, they will keep encouraging more cooperation with Saudi Arabian business people to increase non-oil and gas exports. In the release of the Trade Ministry, it was also mentioned that in January until November 2022, the total trade value of Indonesia and Saudi Arabia reached $7 billion, increasing 45.42% compared to the same period in the previous year with $4.8 billion. Meanwhile, the total trade of both countries in 2021 reached $5.5 billion.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Oh cintaku, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi. Semoga kamu memaafkanku, menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayang.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Thank you.
A river usually has clear water color like glass. But what if you see a river whose water is red like blood? Yes, the river with red water really exists in Indonesia. It is located in Barito Regency, Central Kalimantan. In accordance with its color, this river is called Merah River, or the Dayak people call it Marak River. The red color comes from contamination of the roots of trees in the forest of Mount Beriun. This forest becomes the headwaters of the river and is very dense in accordance with the characteristics of tropical rains in Kalimantan. The Merah River area is still very beautiful, and it is surrounded by various green vegetation that thrives in the forests of Kalimantan. According to local people, even though it is red in color, the water of the Merah River is safe for consumption. In addition, according to the myth that develops in the local community, the water of the Merah River is also believed to whiten the skin. Another myth is that if one bathes in this river, all his or her tiredness will disappear because the water is cool. Even so, the Merah River is still sacred by the Dayak tribe, so there are a number of taboos that must be avoided by visitors. One of the taboos or prohibitions is to avoid undressing when bathing in the river. If one doesn't want to bathe directly in this red river, he or she can visit the tourist village of Pasir Panjang, West Kota Waringin District. There, the people around the village make a red bathing pool that can be enjoyed. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Untuk berharap pada mimpi yang belum tiba. aku mau.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about using transportation, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Saya akan ke Hotel Tamrin. Saya akan ke Hotel Tamrin, which means I'm going to Tamrin Hotel. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a taxi counter officer. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kemana, Pak?
Saya akan ke Hotel Tamrin.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya akan, which means I will or I'm going to. Ke Hotel Tamrin, which means to Tamrin Hotel. Saya akan ke Hotel Tamrin. Saya akan ke Hotel Tamrin, which means I'm going to Tamrin Hotel. In the conversation, you hear the sentence Saya akan ke Hotel Tamrin. Saya akan ke Hotel Tamrin, which means I'm going to Tamrin Hotel. In the sentence, there is an expression Ke Hotel Tamrin. Ke Hotel Tamrin, which means to Tamrin Hotel. To state a destination, you can use the word ke, which means to, followed by a name of place. For example, ke Hotel Tamrin, which means to Tamrin Hotel. Besides hotel, the destination can be a city, country, or other places. Let's listen to the other examples to state a destination. Anda akan kemana setelah dari Jakarta? Anda akan kemana setelah dari Jakarta? Which means, where are you going after Jakarta? Saya akan ke Yogyakarta. Saya akan ke Yogyakarta. Which means, I'm going to Yogyakarta. To state a destination, you can say ke sana, which means there, or ke sini, which means here, for unspecific place. For example, saya akan ke sana, which means I'm going there, or saya akan ke sini, which means I'm going here. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kemana, Pak?
Saya akan ke Hotel Tamrin.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Sebuah rahasia, benarkah kau?
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a song from Nanggro Aceh Darussalam province entitled Aceh Lon Sayang. The song Aceh Lon Sayang was composed by Anzip Lamnyong in 1955. The lyrics contain love expressions of Acehese people to their region. In Aceh, the people feel happy although they are in difficulty. It also mentioned that Aceh is the ancestors' land with lush land and large rice field. Well, listener, here is the song Aceh Lon Sayang by Aristia Umara. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.